This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want to talk about the reason why you cannot lose. We, conservatives, cannot lose. And it boils down to something that's very basic. It's something I think most of us are taught at a very young age. Some of you may call it religion. Some of you may refer to it as spirituality. But it's understanding yourself, being in touch with yourself, and figuring out as soon as you can, the sooner the better, the level of insignificance you have, and that in the scheme of things, it matters when you're a collective, but individually, no matter how big, no matter how strong you get, you are nothing. Because in order to understand the gravity and the vastness, the greatness, if you will, of the greater power that represents us, that planted his seed, if you will, inside of us, that heat that keeps us going, that electrical pulse that makes us as human beings function. In order to do that, you have to make yourself infinitesimally small. In order to understand the grasp, if you will, the greatness of God, the higher order, the bigger being, if you will. And I will tell you, from my own personal experience, I thought I was all that in a bag of chips for quite some time. It wasn't because my grandparents didn't instill in me the fact that there was something bigger and badder than I was, and it was so enormous, there was no way you could possibly fathom what you're going to get to when you leave this earth, this temporary resting place for you, in as much a temporary resting place as it was your mother's womb. See, you rested there for 9 months and you have no memory of it. And now you're going to rest on this planet for roughly 70 plus years on the average. Some of us more, some of us less. Some of us slightly more, some of us significantly less. And you're going to transfer out of this into something that you have no understanding. It's going to appear so large to you, the same way when you exited your mom's womb, this thing that we call Earth, this thing we understand to be the universe, now seems so large to us. Scientists are trying to figure out what in the world happens next. Can you imagine when you were in utero and whatever little thoughts were going through your brain as it was forming? I don't even know. It's scary to go into the next realm. But you came out and you entered this world and you're going to exit this world and you're afraid. Who hasn't feared death at some point in their lives? You were afraid. Then maybe you're not afraid anymore. I know I'm not afraid of it anymore. It's going to happen. And you're going to exit into something even more glorious and big. And see, that's the thing. That very thing right there is the reason why you have no fear. Leftists can be as mean and as cruel. They can be as conniving. They can be all the things you want to imagine a person can be, of man's inhumanity to man. I'm talking about rapists and murderers and child molesters and all that. And you know what? You have the mindset to deal with it. Most of America believes in some form of a higher power. They understand that they are not all that in a bag of chips. I'm not. I guarantee you, the time when I was in the humbling that had to occur to me, I praise God for knocking me off my pedestal and making me understand that I am insignificant. I talk often about my friends that say, God, Kevin, you're amazing. You're one of our... And I say, man, let me tell you something, brother. I'm so proud of you. Or sister, I'm so proud of you. You're raising that. I know your kids. Yeah, I'm proud of what your children have become. I know your spouse. I know what you do for a living. I know how you help people. You are as significant as I am. None of us any more, none of us any less. And let me tell you, if you walk around measuring, well, I got this many, this or that. Look, we get 100 kids adopted every year. Congratulations to us. I don't throw that in anybody's face. You may have helped one child, and it may have more significance than whatever I've achieved in my miserable life. Congratulations to you. We don't do things on the right because we're looking for people to go, what a boy. Way to go, Kevin Jack. You're amazing. At least I don't, and I don't think you do either. But the reason why we're going to win is because we understand ourselves. See, the left are out there searching still. They're miserable, and they have a reason to be. They've made themselves in these miserable lives where they got to keep up with everybody, where everything's judged. And so they look at you, and they find you sanctimonious. Who are you to tell me? I'm nobody. And you're going, I'm not telling you anything. I'm only telling you that if you really want to be happy, you got to drop all this pretense. You got to drop this hatred, this disdain, because you're mad and you don't even understand why. You know why you're mad? You're mad because of your ignorance. And you want to know how I really know you're ignorant? This may offend a few people that are non-believers, but let me tell you how I know you're ignorant. I know you're ignorant when you watch everything happening around you, when you see the cruelty of man and that one little drop of goodness that can make you forget it all, and you don't understand, you can't figure out where that comes from. When you watch the science that goes into you just pushing a button and turning your television, the science of everything that's in your house being stuck to earth as this big orb floats in space, and you can't figure out that there's something bigger and badder than you? You want Barack Obama to be your God. Well, good for you. Because he ain't nothing. No matter what he achieves, no matter how big you want to make him, he is infinitesimal. A footnote. The space inside an atom. Anybody ever cared about that? Well, Einstein kind of did. That's why you're going to win, folks. That's why we win. That's why conservatism, you never have to worry. Some people think Donald Trump was a gift from God. I believe it. I don't mean it in the sense of like, oh my gosh, woo, Lord, sit us down, you know, Moses. No, but maybe it kind of was. Certainly sent a shot over the bow of the left, didn't it? Anyway, I like talking about faith. People say to me all the time, Kevin, I'm always proud to hear you talk about your faith. I'm very proud of my faith. I'm a terrible Christian. Most of us are. But you know what? I try, and God knows it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Hey, quick, I may ask my producers, because you guys are young. Have you guys speed dated before? I've seen it on TV. I've never done it. Have you speed dated? You haven't? You? I'm not talking about, like, you set up three or four. I'm talking about the speed dating where you go and you spend, what, like, 2 minutes with various people in a bar, and then you decide if you want to see them later. Have you guys ever done that? I've never done that. It was like after my time, I guess. I can't imagine. I mean, look, I'll be blunt. If I speed dated, it would just be like, how do you look? You know? I mean, what more? You can't find out a lot. I know you can ask questions like, you know, so what do you like to do? And, you know, what are your favorite movies? And what do you do for fun? And all that. I hate that. Who asked that? That was the way most people dated. When I was growing up, that's what you dated. So what do you like to do? You like movies? And what you should do, and I told all my sons this, my older sons, I said, look, don't do that. Say, tell a girl, I'm going to the movies. You want to go? And then she goes, sure. Now she may go, sure. Well, what kind of movie? Now you're going to learn something, right? First of all, you know she likes the movies, maybe. But if she says, you know, what kind of movie? And you go, it's a horror film. And she goes, ooh, I love horror. yeah, I want to go. Or if you go, ah, it's a horror film, and she goes, ah, I don't know, I'm romantic comedy type. Okay, move along. But the good news is she's telling you, I don't like horror films. I like romantic comedies. You've learned something. You didn't say, so what kind of movies do you like? And you know, and you can play so many questions. Nobody likes that. Live life. This is advice I'm giving to your kids. If you play this segment back to your sons and daughters, particularly your sons. Because I tell my sons all the time, if let's say you go, hey, would you like to go to the movie? Sure. And a girl, and you go, yeah, you know, and you go, well, I'm going to see this horror flick. Yeah, let's do it. And then you go and you see the horror flick, and she's like, oh, you know, screaming the whole time. And you find out later she doesn't like movies or certainly horror flicks. Let me tell you what you need to do. Listen up, ladies, because you're the bigger influence on your sons. Run. Get away from that girl. You want to know why? She's only doing it because she's digging you. She's not a smart girl would go, you know, you say, you want to go to the movies? Yeah, I'll go. It depends on what kind of movie. She's telling you, I'm in this equation. I'm not just going to the movies. You got to let me know what's up. So you go, I'm going to see a horror flick. She goes, nah, I got something better to do. You go, what's up with horror? And she goes, I don't like horror movies. Come on, you'll like it. She's like, no. I tell you what, after the movies, call me. Maybe we can meet up at Jabaro's and we'll go have a drink. Oh, okay. You know what she just told you? I'm not just going to be so into you. I'll do everything you want to do. I got a life, bro. And then she's telling you, hey, meet me at Jabaro's. I don't know what that is, but meet me over here for a drink. She's telling you where she hangs out. She's putting you into her life. And if you go, nah, I don't like that place, how about we meet here? You get what I'm saying? That's the natural way that things progress, not playing 20 questions. Anyway, speed dating. You can't learn much. What was the scene from 40-year-old virgin where the guy's talking to that heavy-chested girl? And her breast keeps trying to show, and he just can't. Actually, it is showing, and he just can't keep his eye. I'm telling you, that was a hot woman. Period. Forget about it. She was hot. I would have been like, listen, no offense, we don't even need a speed date. Can I call you? She was hot. Oh. Anyway, funny stuff. Anyway, you've heard of speed dating. Have you heard of speed raping? You guys are like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, speed raping. I thought that was, everything I just talked about was a setup to speed raping. And you go, what in the world, Kevin Jackson? Yeah, this is the remnants of the Obama era. And in so many ways, it just so symbolizes socialism, leftism, whatever you want to call it, progressivism. It was a story written in TruePundit.com, and police arrested a man who attacked four women in Crown Heights on the night of July the 12th into the early morning hours of July 13th. They finally got this dude. And you go, this is what's he doing? He was speed raping. Well, kind of. You'll see what I'm talking about. 19-year-old Dennis Ofuma. That was a hint. Of the Bronx, now faces charges of sexual abuse, burglary, harassment, and sexually motivated burglary. He was trying to steal the cookies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was trying to steal the cookies. And police say more charges are pending. The NYPD had released surveillance video of this guy. Had his shirt off. He's walking down the street. And in each case, here's what he did. He followed a woman into their apartment building, tried to sexually assault him. And every one of these women fought him off. Got to swinging. Boom, boom, boom. So he didn't rape him, but it was attempted speed raping. That they actually called this, I mean, it was jokingly so, but the speed rapist. What kind of record was this guy trying to set? Look, I'm not going to try to tell rapists how to do what they do, because I think it's deplorable. As they say, some fates are worse than death. I think that's one of them. One of my friends is a victim of rape. She's a comedian, just a great person. She does some work for us from time to time. and she was raped, and she said, it'll never happen again. And I believe her. She's like, this, it's just horrible. And we talked about it openly, and I appreciate her sharing her story in the way that she has. And she's very open about it to a degree, but she, the trauma that you can still see when she's, you know, telling the story is, you know, you can feel it. It's palpable. And it's so sad because she's such an amazing person, and she was very naive when it occurred, you know. And she says, I never want, she says, number one, I will never feel that again. Won't put herself in a situation like that or whatever. But the level of helplessness and all that was just crazy. Anyway, here's a guy running around, immigrant, you know, shirt off in New York, tries to rape four women in a span of hours. Now, is he mentally deranged? Of course he is. I mean, who would do that? But that doesn't make it any easier, if you will. He's crazy. He looks like a regular dude. And we've let him into this country, and we've put women at risk because Dennis Ofuma sees women as objects. We've allowed leftism to create a dangerous culture. And nobody, I'm not going to say nobody, but the majority of people don't seem like the left. They don't care. Unless it impacts them directly. And even when it does, they make up excuses. Have you seen these women in Scandinavia that, because they've asked for these Muslim refugees, and then they blame them. So, well, it's really my fault that he did it. I'm so sorry.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I talked in the first segment about faith, my faith, how I've raised my sons, and just this overwhelming need to let people know that, you know what, I'm not talking about we have nothing to be afraid of. I do believe God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and you figure that out. But this isn't meant to be a religious thing. I mean, I'm happy if some people appreciate the fact that I talk about religion and specifically my Christianity. But what I'm really looking forward to is telling you guys that you can make an impact on people by not being concerned that people understand that about you. We hide that from folks. I can't believe people actually congratulate. Kevin, way to go, talking about your Christianity. I'm like, what do you mean, way to go? That's who I am. Any more than I talk about being a martial artist. Yeah. I mean, I think the former one's a bigger deal. I mean, I'm happy to be a martial artist. It certainly has saved my butt a time or two, but so is being a Christian. But I'm not overdoing it. I'm not trying to over-sanctimonious somebody. I'm not a bigger Christian than you. And, you know, I think that that's part of our problem on the left. But the reason why I came up was Ken Shamrock, who's an MMA guy, mixed martial artist. One of the founding members of the USC, you know, one of the first guys to fight in it. He gave a speech to some folks and he opened up about his childhood. It was very difficult. He discussed poverty. And as I relate his story to you, I want you to think about what kids face today and how they become different human beings. One of my friends, in fact, Dr. Ben Carson and I have talked about this and many others. They will say, Kevin, the only thing that's going to save this country is us relying on God. I don't disagree with that. How many of you prayed that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president? All jokes aside, that is the only thing that can save this country. But the way you deliver that message does not have to be from preaching. Quite honestly, it needs to be from doing. That's why with the Tea Party community, I said, we're going to be doers. We are not going to be talkers. Our deeds, if you will guide the way people think about us. It'll guide the way we take this thing to the next level. Anyway, back to Ken Shamrock. So he grew up in abject poverty, and then he ran away from home. And as I said, I want you to think about the kids that you know fit this description. If you've ever worked with at-risk kids, you know what I'm talking about. It is a place in my heart for these kids. So Shamrock runs away from home, and then he gets a criminal record. He credits his spiritual growth as a teenager to his time at a boys' home, directed by the man who eventually adopted him, a guy by the name of Bob Shamrock. Now, Ken's got a brother, Frank, who was in that home. Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, they are not biological brothers, but they grew up as brothers. Both of them became mixed martial artists. And Ken Shamrock says of Bob, the only difference between that group home and all the other ones that I went to was church. See, I got two friends. One of them became the Northwest heavyweight kickboxing champion, and his brother was even badder than he was, and thankfully he just decided not to fight because there's no way Barry was going to be the champ if Jerry decided to be the champ. And if, when I tell you that these boys were absolute corn-fed white boys that were tougher than nails, you better know they were. Both of those kids were headed in the wrong direction, and sports, in this particular case, martial arts, changed their lives. They got somebody that said, you know what? You are headed for disaster, and unless I intervene, you're dead or in prison. And he intervened in these boys' lives and got them on the straight and narrow. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw Jerry, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever met, I'll tell you a quick story about Jerry. He's a biker. And he's a big guy, and he's a heck of a fighter. And some guy, when they were in a biker bar, grabbed his, you know, like fondled his girlfriend's breast. And Jerry put 8 people in the hospital. 8 bikers. And when the cops came, he was still fighting. They hadn't. There weren't enough bikers in, pardon me, in that bar to get Jerry out. And especially mad, because he didn't get mad. He got cool. And he started taking people out left and right, bad to the bone. But anyway, their story, 2 juvenile delinquents headed to prison or dead, intervened by somebody that saw something in them and said, I'm gonna pull that energy and put it into something good. And I know I just told you Jerry beat up some guys at a biker bar, but hey, you know, sometimes we sin, right? and made these kids what they are. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is you have these opportunities. There, but by the grace of God, go I, or my brother, or a lot of my cousins, and as I've told many people, on my dad's side of the family, every male family member, but my immediate side, in other words, my uncle's kids, and my aunt's sons, etc., every one of them has been to prison because nobody intervened. Nobody said anything. They just went along their way. And I look at these leftists who watch this cycle of violence and this cycle of just, you know, dysfunction, and they do nothing. And they get mad at me, who I know it. I know it firsthand. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an author. I said, hey, he's written 3 best-selling books now. And we were talking. I was congratulating him. And he says, you know, Kevin, I got to get something else. I want to do this other thing. So we were talking about a project he's working on. And I said, you know, I almost did a similar project. And I was going to call the book Split Second. And it was going to be stories of people I talked to on the plane or whatever. And it was about what split-second decision they'd made that may have changed their lives. And I said, let me give you an example. I said, I had a lady one time, she told me, it was when I met my husband, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a romantic, interesting story. And she said, he almost killed me. I was able to get out of that abusive relationship, and she went on to explain the story, and she says, but in a split second, I was smitten by him. I was, you know, beguiled by his conversation, etc. And she says, if I could have that split second back, I would walk away from that moment. I was like, wow. I asked one of my cousins. I said, what was your split second moment? He says, oh, cuz. He said, mine. He goes, I kind of had 2. And he says, when I was a kid, he goes, I was watching Uncle Frank, and he was, you know, me and my cousin, who was Uncle Frank's son, he goes, they were rolling dope. And we were wondering why they always had these big baggies in the garage, and we would stay there one night and watch them roll dope. And they called us in there, and they were 8 years old, and they made us smoke. We had to roll our own dope, and they made us smoke it. And they laughed at us when we started coughing. He says, fast forward a few years, you know, whatever. He says, my cousin asked me, did I want to go pick up a pile, you know, pick up a thing of dope and ride back with him? And I said, yes. And he says, my grandmother told me I have a bad feeling. She goes, baby, I don't know what you're doing today, but I have a bad feeling about it. And he goes, I went. And he got busted. And he served federal time. Everybody has that moment, that split second, that you made a decision, that you either, it changed your life for the positive, it changed your life for the negative. And when I was gathering up these stories, I was just fascinated by sometimes you're expecting a negative and you get a positive, or you're expecting a positive and you get a negative. But you know what? Would never disappoint the story. Everybody had it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them, when you ask that question, they were like, I don't know. And you go, yeah, you do. Think about it. Bad work decision, bad relationship decision, bad decision with one of your children. You know, maybe you could have done something different. A relationship that could have been better. A split second in your car where you looked away. Who knows? You have it. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you folks is you have these moments. You in a split second can change somebody's life. I cannot tell you how many people will say to me, Kevin, I heard you on the radio and you said this. And it created that moment for them. Or some kid, when you've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, believe me, those kids tell stories. Mr. Jackson, when you did this or said this, or I watched you blankety blank, I was like, wow. And I was like, really? I impacted you. Yes. Yes, sir. Or whatever. I tell the story about my son when we were watching Jurassic Park and a man yelled at him and we went out into the lobby and I said, dude, you yell at my son. You even look his way again. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad you're going to wish you'd never been born. And my son told me years later, Dad, that empowered me. I knew nobody could bother me. My dad would be there to protect me. You don't know what that moment is. You know what your moment is, but you don't know the impact your moment has on other people, that you have on other people to give them their moment. I want more conservatives giving people their moments. Be strong in your faith, is what I'm telling you. That's our advantage over the left.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. So, Kushner is going to, I'm guessing they're going to call him before the Senate. I know they called Manafort. They subpoenaed Manafort, and I don't know what's going to happen there. Don't really care. It doesn't reflect on Donald Trump. But Kushner is setting the record straight. He released his... I guess what was 11 pages or something where he talked about, kind of gave all the information. It's funny to watch the Trump folks do what they do. It's very different than politics as usual. They preemptively say, here are my emails. Here's the information you may wish to uncover. Here's my statement in advance of you wanting to hold my feet to the fire. Here's everything. I think that's admirable. I think it's great. Congratulations to these guys. Kushner's saying, I got nothing to hide. this whole saga with the Russians is, it reminds me of like a some sort of a reality show, Keeping Up with the Putins or something. Anyway, I was reading this article. It says Kushner is scheduled to meet behind closed doors with the Senate later this week. But don't worry, his 11-page statement is a spoiler we've all been waiting for. And according to Kushner, he's got nothing to hide. Yeah. In his statement, Kushner detailed his June 2016 meeting with a Russian-American lawyer, calling it a waste of time. He further admitted that he asked his assistant to call him out of the meeting once he realized what was going on, once he realized the ruse. And subsequent to this meeting, I mean, this revelation about the meeting that Donald Jr. and all these guys had, it's been all eyes on the left. Democrats, fingerprints, all over it. If you, let me put it to you this way. If Donald Trump, if you flipped it, and Hillary Clinton's Chelsea had set up a meeting with the Russians, and Donald Trump's team had been photographed with her, it congressional hearings with her, clandestine meetings, introducing it to President Obama, whatever, or whomever at the time, they would be fricasseeing these guys. It's unbelievable to watch this play out. Here's what Jared wrote, Kushner. No part of the meeting I attended, including anything about the campaign, included anything about the campaign. There was no follow-up to the meeting that I'm aware of. I do not recall how many people were there or their names, and I have no knowledge of any documents being offered or accepted. And what are the supposed backdoor channels that he has set up? Which, by the way, I still say, if you are setting up a backdoor channel, doesn't it mean that there was no front door channel? Ergo, there's no connection to the Russians. I want to see one of these senators answer that question. I'd like to see a judge that's going to hear whatever, I don't know how they do it, but I'd want to see a judge answer that question. You know, why would I need to set up a backdoor channel if I've got a front door channel? Anyway, Kushner denies reports he discussed setting up a secret back channel with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. He did say that he spoke with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, in December at Trump Tower. However, Kushner explained this conversation was about policy in Syria. Kushner says that when Kislyak asked if there was a secure line for him to provide information on Syria from what Kislyak called his generals, he then asked if there was an existing communications channel at the embassy that could be used. In other words, Jared Kushner said, is there a line that you can use that's secure to call us? So he wasn't attempting to set up anything back channel. But it makes you wonder, because that's a little too convenient that he would have asked that question. And Kushner, you know, I mean, it just, I don't know. I'm thinking NSA here, right? Kushner says, yeah, well, why don't you do that on your own? And then they suddenly there's a leak that he was attempting to set up a back channel. That doesn't pass the smell test for me. So he insisted he never proposed any ongoing secret form of communication. And finally, Kushner said he indeed met with a Russian banker, Sergei Gorkov, at the request of Kislyak. Nevertheless, he offered that no specific policies were discussed. Now, all this time, leftists have waited for the smoking gun like a John at a brothel. I'm just telling you. And the juiciest tidbit that Kushner admits to is clerical errors on his security clearance. That's it. As he explained, due to a miscommunication with his assistant when he submitted his application form, they submitted it prematurely. She erroneously believed the document was complete when it wasn't. Now, to that end, he clarified that he had mistakenly omitted, quote, all of his foreign contacts, not just meetings with Russians. Moreover, he's worked in the last 6 months with the FBI to correct the record. Now, the left will not rest. They got to get their pound of flesh. And no matter how much we pound on them and their efforts fall flat, they have nothing else they can run with. Get used to this until we finally body slam them down. One such embarrassment that the left suffered was when Schiff blocked testimony of people that wanted to testify. The Russians said, look, we'll testify. We'll be happy to. And they're like, no, you know what? We'll figure it out. So there are people who want to testify, but here's the bigger news was that Manafort, who had a subpoena to testify, now is not going to testify. You guys have likely heard the story. Yeah, so Manafort's not going to testify. And what was funny about it, when you hear that, I heard a clip about it, and it's like, well, he's not going to testify publicly. And then he's going to later, potentially, we'll work out some deals where we'll continue to have communications. It was very convoluted, in my opinion, as to what, you know, what does this all really mean? And I don't have the answer, but here's what I can tell you. The big deal last week, not even last week, it was like 2 days ago, a day or two ago. The big deal was that Manafort was being subpoenaed. It's like, okay. And then suddenly, we no longer need him. Literally 24 hours later from when they issue this subpoena, they go, let's drop it. Who are they going to go after now? Barron? It's funny. Here's what the report said. The Senate Judiciary Committee will drop its subpoena of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, a source familiar with the matter, told CNN. The two sides have agreed to continue talking, and he will no longer be compelled to appear at a hearing the panel is holding. Manafort also met behind closed doors Tuesday morning with the Senate Intelligence Committee spokesman Jason Maloney. Paul Manafort met this morning by previous agreement with the bipartisan staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee and answered their questions fully. And that's where we are. And I find it strange because we just a couple days ago, Crooked Mueller said he was going to expand his investigation into Trump's dealings, and further they alluded that Manafort was potentially laundering money through Russian banks. And now they've rescinded the subpoena. Oh, it's okay, Paulie. No problem, Paulie. We were just kidding. We were just testing you, brother. Well, apparently Manafort passed because they said also that he provided documents to the Senate Intelligence Committee. So here's the net of it, in my opinion, is either you have the guy or you don't. Either, and let's face it, there are leaks and all kinds of stuff. So let's watch the next few days and see what the leaks are. Are they going to be, Manafort, because somebody tweeted to me, Kevin, did you think he turned on Trump? I was like, turned on Trump for what? There's nothing for him to turn on. Trump didn't do anything. Manafort was said, and again, I'm going from memory on this. I didn't write this down or figure it out. But I want to say they were saying that he was laundering money either through Ukrainian banks or for Ukrainian banks. So if he's a money launderer and he's associated with Trump and he's indeed doing what they're saying, given everything they put into this Russia investigation, they're going to rescind his subpoena for a guy central to the witch hunt. I mean, the investigation, the Senate certainly seems accommodating suddenly, don't you think? And I'm curious to see how this one shakes out. But here's what I can tell you in the long run. In the long run, as I've been saying, I'm not going to tell you anything new, folks, but don't let the other audience members know because then they may not want to listen anymore. Nothing will come of this that can hurt Donald Trump. The only thing it will do is hurt the Democrats.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.